The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Earlier this month, Virginia lawmakers passed a bill prohibiting local governments from altering any of the war memorials in their towns and cities. But Governor Terry McAuliffe vetoed that bill, and that's when Charlottesville City Councilor and Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy sprung into action. Yesterday, he held a press conference at the foot of the very prominent Robert E. Lee statue in the heart of the city's downtown, and invited a handful of locals to tell those gathered why the monument made them feel unwelcome in their own city. Some of their speeches were interrupted by protesters from so-called Confederate heritage groups who had driven in from Richmond and elsewhere and who demanded a turn at the mic. But City Councilor Kristen Sakis, who like Bellamy supports the removal of the 92-year-old statue to a less prominent location, says that while she welcomes public input on the issue,
the City Council is elected to make tough decisions. And while we do want to hear from the populace always, and we've been hearing through emails, through public meetings, various places, you know, we're the ones who have to make the decision. It's not a referendum.
Charlottesville's mayor, one of the five voting members of the City Council, called this week for a commission to study the feasibility of removing some or all of the city's Confederate monuments. The full City Council will take that up next month. Reporting from Charlottesville, I'm Tony Field.